What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line, like he does every Wednesday, is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, WA, I've taken a poll on this morning. I'll let you know what the statistics are shortly. But WA, we don't plan to reopen our borders until 2022, after Christmas. Love to get your thoughts on this today. And I guess, first up question, what impact do you think this will have on tourism in particular here in WA?
This is a really tough issue for our tourism council and all of the tourism sector of WA. It's being slammed. Figures are really quite bad, according to the most recent survey I've been looking at. Tourism in our state's northwest in June and July was down 73% on last year. And last year, we were already suffering via COVID. So things are exceptionally tight out there. Perth has hit a 62% drop in localised tourism. The only area in this state that seems to be doing well out of it all is the southwest.
Interesting. We're currently, the poll I've had this morning, the feedback this morning from our listeners, probably running at about 60-40 at the moment. 60% are in favour of keeping the borders closed. Others are saying, no, we need to open them up. Once a date is agreed to reopen here in WA, do you think this will mean no more border closures? Like, will that be the end of it, or should we expect that could happen any time going forward?
This is the, I guess, billion-dollar legal question more than anything. It does come down to constitutional law. The Morrison government is absolutely emphatic that all borders Australia-wide will be open ASAP. In fact, there is some debate at the moment as to whether the Morrison government will get pushy about McGowan's decision to not open up for Christmas here. But at the end of the day, it is at this stage still a state power controlled decision. And the WA government has made it clear that they reserve the right to keep closing borders regardless of any other fact. And I think that's a really, really troubling comment because, once we have hit the 80% double vaccination rate and every other state is open, that's when our economy is just going to be hit very hard outside of the mining sector. I think the McGowan government is going to be in real trouble if they try to shut borders again once we've hit those vaccination rates, regardless of whether or not there is another outbreak of COVID locally.
Simon, so just on there, what is that able to be changed? Like, should this actually be a national federal agreement on when we open and close, or will it always be a state-by-state decision? Is it unchangeable?
Look, there's a lot of complicated, let's put it this way, constitutional but also emergency law tied up in answering that. If I keep it really straightforward, I would say that while there is, I guess, the basis for saying we're in a pandemic and we've got to protect the state, the power tends to rest under emergency laws with the state government. But more broadly speaking, the federal government does have the power ultimately to override state laws where there's a conflict. And that's why I say when we get to that 80% vaccination rate, even if there are localised outbreaks of COVID, et cetera, again, it's very hard for McGowan to justify that those emergency powers are still relevant and that he can still use them. And it's at that point the Commonwealth can, I think. And this is fairly speculative. Some constitutional lawyers would disagree with me, but our view at HHG is that at that point the Commonwealth can step in and say, right, here's a comprehensive national quarantine plan, and it's not going to involve border closures.
Okay, interesting. Simon, you okay to hold on there? We'll take a break and we'll come back and chat some more.
Absolutely.
Joining me on the line this morning is my regular guest, Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Back after Roy Orbison. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line this morning is my regular guest, Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Simon, a lot of the we're running at about 60-40% at the moment through our text line. Lots of messages coming through, 60% agreeing with our Premier to keep the border closed until next year. The other 40% that don't agree, a lot of people have been saying the reason for they want the borders open is because the impact this will have for families looking to reunite over Christmas because they were unable to last year. What impact will this have for families looking to reunite over Christmas, do you think?
A very, very good question. Look, it all, I suppose, from a legal perspective, and I think it's a good one for everybody to understand, the answer starts with Section 92 of our Constitution, and that's the section that protects freedom of movement between the states. So that means we do have the legal right to, you know, go all around Australia over Christmas. The High Court, though, a long time ago, said, and it upheld it in the Palmer case recently, that if there are really good reasons to protect public health, borders can be locked down and therefore travel at Christmas isn't going to happen. What's changing and what has already changed is this vaccination rate and the question of, you know, when we hit 80%, does the McGowan government still have the right to say, look, the borders are ours to control? And when you combine that with what is really alarming emerging data at the moment as to the impact of separated family members on mental health and a raft of other issues, it's going to be tough, I think, for the McGowan government to keep up this lockdown on travel, particularly around Christmas, in the way that they have until now. Up until now, I think we've all been resigned to the fact, if not happy about, borders being up to protect us. But it's a fast-changing landscape, and Christmas is obviously a very emotional and important time for people. Families want to be together. Our Premier is going to have to make it clear what the case is to prevent Christmas travel. If we're all vaccinated, or most of us, that case is going to be much harder to make.
Interesting. So really, here we are in the middle of September, so a lot could change potentially even between now and early December.
Yes, I think we've got to watch this space. I think change, yes, you're right, this next couple of months, yeah, that's where we're going to see this state policy under severe pressure.
Mm. Simon, really appreciate your time today. We are out of time, but we'll catch up next week and continue our conversations.
I'll look forward to it.
Good on you, Simon. My guest on the line this morning has been Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.